Well, welcome to another great episode of the Ag Bioscience Podcast, presented by Agrinovis Indiana and Inside Indiana Business. I'm Gary Dick, the host of Inside Indiana Business, and also the host of this weekly podcast, where we have in-depth conversations with the leaders, innovators, and entrepreneurs in Indiana's ag bioscience sector. It's the sector where food, agriculture, science, and technology converge. This week, we are joined by Adrian Woodward. Adrian is manager of swine and specialty product research at United Animal Health. Adrian, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much. Very happy to be here.
Give us an idea of your path to Indiana, because you're not originally from Indiana. Grew up in Texas, right?
Yes, sir. I started out in Monahans, Texas. Had horses growing up my whole life. So that's kind of where the whole thought into agriculture came in. I went to undergraduate at West Texas A&M. Doing some work there, I actually ended up majoring in equine industry and business. No one doesn't say science yet, but it'll get there eventually. Got my MBA there, and while I was doing my MBA, I really did some research that was quite interesting with the equine gastrointestinal tract. And I thought that was really where I needed to go and how I needed to get there for science and how the gut health works and how the gut works in the whole body. So I ended up going to Michigan State University and getting my MS and my PhD. And we actually utilized the swine as a model for the equine intestine tract. They're both hindgut fermenters. They both have a very similar physiology as far as the gut goes. So it kind of made sense. That was where my foray really into the swine went. After that, I went to the University of Alberta up in Canada and did a postdoc really focusing in on swine and the gut health and how ag biosciences can help mitigate some pathogens up there. From there, coming to Indiana and started working at United Animal Health about 7 years ago. It's kind of a roundabout method of going from business to science. I kind of like that path and it worked really well for me.
United Animal Health, predecessor name, JBS United, John Swisher, one of the great names in Indiana agriculture. I think it's kind of a well-kept secret. It's amazing what transpires at that company, the talent. You're a great example of that at United Animal Health in Sheridan, Indiana. Give us a thumbnail description of United Animal Health.
We were founded back in 1956, as you said, by John Swisher. Started really getting into research in the 1970s. And I think research has been kind of the bread and butter of our company. We've expanded quite a bit and we are about 350 to 400 employees. Still probably about a quarter of those have some direct influence on research and in the account managers and sales. Basically, we really do a lot of research because if it doesn't work in our farms, we probably wouldn't expect it to go to our producers, or we wouldn't want to sell it to any producers out there. The important thing is that we just keep our products the best we can, and usage and the way it works for our producers and our farms is how we're going to actually go out and sell them.
You talk about research. That's so important, obviously, in the ag bioscience space. And we have Corteva and Elanco and others who are doing some big high-level things. But I think people would be surprised at the incredible level of talent that exists at United Animal Health. You have your doctorate degree. There are a number of other folks with advanced degrees doing some really cool stuff there in Sheridan, Indiana.
We have several PhDs on our research staff. We're working on everything from mycotoxins to DFMs to any kind of products that will help nursery animals start really quickly. And we've got a foray into swine. We're doing things in poultry. We're doing things in dairy, which people probably don't understand. They know us really well with swine, but we're really trying to diversify our portfolio. We're also starting to work within more mode of action of our products and really define why our products are better and why they really work. Because people are curious. It's kind of the way we learn. The more we can really show that this is how our products work, we really back this, we really understand it, the more confidence we have and the more confidence we can provide to anybody who wants to use our products out there. That's, I think, why research is so important to this company.
You are a featured career on Agrinovis Indiana's Field Atlas platform, which is really focused on really driving and building and fortifying that talent pipeline in the ag biosciences. For students who are thinking about a career in the ag biosciences, as you look back to where you were at that stage, maybe as an undergrad, a junior, a senior in college, what was your education path, your thought? What are some of the things that young people, students, folks in college right now should be thinking about?
I think one thing that I find very interesting is the Field Atlas. That resource to show how many careers are available is just something that I wish I had when I was starting college, because I just didn't know. I didn't understand everything that could happen and the depths of it and where you could go. And when I started, I never thought that I would be in Indiana, doing swine research. You know, I'm right. I'm a horse girl from Texas. Who would have thought that's where I would go? But just knowing that there's just so many different careers available and different paths that you can take. Don't close yourself off. I get that you have dreams that you want to pursue, and that's fantastic. But if your dreams merge or swerve or take a U-turn, go with the flow and see where it leads you. You might just find that your dream was taking you a different direction and you never knew.
And I guess you're an example. Your career is an example of the fact that in agriculture and the ag bioscience sector, there are so many paths, different paths you can take. You know, if one closes off, you've got another, you change your interest. There are multiple. It's not perhaps as it was 10 or 20 years ago when there were a fairly limited number of opportunities in agriculture.
I would absolutely 100% agree with that. There's so many opportunities available to just explore them and see what they really, really want to do and what really drives their passion. And there's so much out there that you can definitely find something that you're going to be happy to go to work every day.
Did you ever have that aha moment when you realized your career was really making a difference for the better? And if so, talk about that moment.
I think it was, I probably had a few aha moments, but I think the biggest thing working with United is I knew my research was reaching people when some of the account managers asked me out in the field to actually show my research and show it directly to the producers. These are not people that I typically interacted with. We've got a lot of great technical service people that usually would do that, but I became an expert in an area and the account managers wanted me out there. And when that happened, that made me feel like the research that me and my team had been doing was really hitting all the right notes that they needed. And that was kind of a really nice career trajectory and change for me to be out there and see what the producers really needed.
As you look at some of the things going on in Indiana now, the great research, the work that you and others are doing at United Animal Health, some of the high profile companies, Purdue and the academic sector getting engaged, Agrinovis, a lot of things seemingly coming together now here in Indiana. How do you think, you know, from your perspective, and you have some outside perspective being from Texas, educated in Michigan and some other places, but how do you think Indiana is positioned to be a leader in the ag bioscience space?
I think you do have some fantastic companies located in Indiana that really pull in the science area, the ag biosciences area. There's so much to do in Indiana that I didn't even realize it was available, or there was all these opportunities within the state. And I also think that you've got Purdue, which is very good. And we actually do a lot of research with Purdue University, but you also have some other universities and colleges around the Midwest that they all tend to work together and do a lot of collaboration. And I think it's also true with some of the research companies within Indiana, is there's a lot of collaboration and building things together. I think that's important. And I think that's what's going to make Indiana really stand out as a leader in ag biosciences.
You are featured on the Field Atlas website, a role model for a lot of young people who are thinking about careers in animal health or the ag biosciences. If you could offer one piece or maybe a couple of pieces of advice to young people really considering a career right now in that space, what would it be?
To take your classes and find the ones that really inspire you and you're really passionate about and see what you can do in those areas. People think that doors are closed and there's no opportunity, but the world is open. I think that if you just look or you have the right mentors, a lot of the times it's not what you know so much as who you know. So make sure you make those connections and let the people know what you want to do. And that's really going to help you in your career. Still learn, really connect with people, but really just open yourself to the possibilities of everything that's out there and find what drives you. And that's going to help you get very, very far in life.
Adrian Woodward is the manager of swine and specialty produce research at United Animal Health, a company based in Sheridan. Check out her career highlights at myfieldatlas.com. It's a great story, and I think an inspiring story for a lot of young people in particular. Adrian, thanks for joining us this week on the Ag Bioscience Podcast. Good luck going forward.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. And thank you for joining us on this latest edition of the Ag Bioscience Podcast, a weekly production partnership between Agrinovis Indiana and Inside Indiana Business. And a reminder, keep up to date with Agrinovis by following them on Twitter and Instagram at AgrinovisIN. Also, you can find them on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube. And don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so we can continue to share great ag bioscience stories like this one with more and more people. Thanks for joining us this week. I'm Gary Dick. We'll see you next time.
This podcast is a product of Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Gary Dick, produced by Libby Fritz and Joe Ullery, and was recorded on location at Launch Fishers. More people get Indiana business news from Inside Indiana Business than any other source.